Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Scirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connection.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me too. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am.
Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reiss Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Welcome to Hollywood Connections, the opportunity to open the door for you. It's up to you and your talent to be discovered. And right now, I have a VIP guest on the phone, and we're going to collaborate together with his network and mine. And I'm so excited. And David, I'll tell you, I was cheering you on at the International Christian Film Festival as well. Let me welcome David Hefner Investigates. David, are you there?
Hey, Dawn, I am here. How are you doing?
I am super fabulous, enjoying our beautiful ocean here. Our sunkissedcharters.com is starting up July 1st, and we are very excited, enjoying the Florida life, tropical.
Awesome. Well, I wish I was down there with you guys on the beach. So one day I'll get down there, though.
You will, and we'll take you sailing on our 37-foot Endeavor for sure. So, David, tell us about who David Hefner is. You've been on the show before many times. We have a new time, new audience, and people are driving to the beach, picking up kids from school. And I'm excited because you have a movie out called The Last Evangelist as well. So tell us more about what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Dawn, basically, everything I do is faith-based, not religious, but faith-based. The Last Evangelist, I call it CSI meets the Book of Revelation. I play a cop, and it's very current events where, I bust underground churches that are not registered with the government, and also it deals with the insertion, the vaccine, the virus, all the stuff that's happening now. It ties into the spiritual aspect of it, according to the Book of Revelation. But it's very action-packed, very dramatic, and And then, of course, I have the live show every Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We talk about things that people don't talk about, and I got to have you on the show so I can talk to you about things that maybe you've never talked about,
Yeah, I have a lot of miracle stories, and I kind of told you a couple of them before. And yes, I definitely would like to tell more of my miracle stories through my journey of life here and what God has, told me to do on the airwaves, bringing more Christian film faith-based directors on this show. And that's what I'm about. And, and just to have you on is amazing. You're on Facebook. Give everybody your social media as well as your website.
Sure, they can reach me if they go to davidhefner.tv. I have my own platform. It's like Netflix. You can join up, and a lot of great shows on there, davidhefner.tv. Or you can just go to YouTube, type in my name or Last Evangelist. You'll see my channel. We've got about 90,000 subscribers and put up a lot of different videos. Facebook, just type in my name. Instagram, type in my name, you know, you'll find me. If you want to know more about Last Evangelist, you can go to lastevangelist.com. You can get a t-shirt, a mug. If you want to get involved as an actor or as a producer or whatever, you can do that there.
That's exciting. So for actors, that's a big thing here, because a lot of people, you know, I tell them I don't promise them anything. I open the door of opportunity, and it's up to their talents. And where are you filming The Last Evangelist at?
Well, I'm filming all over. Right now, episode one, we filmed in Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio area. But we could be right down in your neck of the woods for our next episode. You know, we have a studio, but we don't need to use it. We can travel and use locations that are already there, practical locations. And so we could come down and shoot in Clearwater or Bradenton or Tampa St. Pete, you know, if we wanted to.
That would be amazing, especially we could use the sailboat or the Nautica to go to the islands, and you could shoot out there too. So we can offer that for that. You know, and what are you looking for? You know, if somebody would like to buy something and be a part of your movie, and in where is it going to be shown? What are you doing with it?
Yeah, it'll be on Roku, Amazon, Apple Television. We have a pretty strong reach through DavidHebner.tv. So it'll come out there. It's called First Run. It could be on a lot of other platforms, but I haven't made deals yet because I kind of want to see, you know, how it goes. Number two, it'll go into syndication in about 6 months, which means it'll be on regular TV syndicated. So, yeah, that's it. It'll be on. It will not be free on YouTube. So if you want to watch it, you got to go to DavidHebner.tv to watch it, or you have to wait for 6 months to a year for it to be in syndication.
Gotcha. And that's very exciting. And so, yes. So people are asking me all the time. You know, we're getting a new website together for Hollywood Connections, and I'm very excited because this opportunity, we're going to have actors putting their headshots up there for only $5 a month. And people like you can go to my website and say, wow, Dawn, this is an amazing actor. And let's have him try out, or her try out. So we're just launching that here in the next 2 weeks.
Awesome. Oh, yeah. Well, let me know. Your place will be one of the first places I look.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. That's very exciting. Now, David, how many movies have you done in the past?
I've made over 50 for HBO, Showtime, the networks. Some have gone limited theatrical. Of course, I did the whole VHS DVD run in the 80s and 90s and 2000s. So, yeah, I've made over 50.
Well, I'm going to start playing some of your segments on my show as well once a week. And we kind of collaborated at the International Christian Film Festival. You were like Charlie's Angels. I talked to you on the air on a speakerphone, and I finally got to meet you in person. And did you get any good connects up there yourself?
Yeah, you know, I did. I probably wouldn't have gone, but they nominated me for Best Host and Best TV Show, just like they did you. And I was rooting for you to win, by the way.
I was rooting for you. I'm like, you know, you had that Bible episode where the leaking oil, and they can see all this on your Facebook and your YouTube, correct?
Well, not on YouTube, but on DavidHebner.tv, on Roku and Amazon. Yeah, they can see the David Hebner Investigates TV series exclusively on DavidHebner.tv. But if I hadn't been nominated and I wasn't aware of the festival, I probably wouldn't have gone, simply because I'm just so swamped. But you know what? It's a God thing, because I'm glad I did, because it changed my whole opinion of, quote, Christian film festivals.
Yes.
There's people there that are really cool. You know, they're out of the box. I had so many people come up to me, Dawn, that said, you know what? They either said, "What are you doing? Tell me more." I said, well, I deal with the end times. Or they came up and said, I've been watching you like for a year or so, man. And that's really, and that was really encouraging, because I didn't think that would happen at a kind of a structured, you know, film festival like that, you know?
That's amazing. And I'm excited because you said we're going to do a little collaboration. If you can call in once a week, play one of your clips as well. You're going to help me with one of my show clips with Miracle Stories, or some really good shows that I have had over the past, and new ones on your program as well. I'm excited. Thank you.
Sure. Absolutely. I look forward to it. We'll put that together next week or so.
That would be awesome, David. And I hope someday that you do come down to Clearwater Beach, and let's just do a special and have you in the station with us.
Well, let's do that. Maybe I have to write an episode where the last evangelist chases the Antichrist out on a sailboat somewhere on an island.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Ooh, that would be deep.
Beat some death with a coconut. I don't know.
With a coconut. They're out there. That's on the island for sure. Is there anything like you'd like to tell our audience? They're driving. They're picking their kids up. They're going to the beach. Or they're just listening at home or on one of our social medias. Actually, they can see the show later on Tan Talk Radio Network on YouTube if you're driving. What would you like to tell my audience? Anything from the heart that comes to mind?
We're in these days. Just because the masks are coming off and they've got these vaccines floating around, this is just the beginning. So if you've had a taste of what it's like to be shut down and pressed down, more of it's going to come. But, you know, the good thing is God's in control, and we need to be aware of what's happening in these last days. So enjoy yourself, enjoy your kids, but also be aware of what's really going on. And you can also help other people, too. So that's my spiel for today.
That's beautiful, David. And, you know, people don't realize the little things in prayer life. And I have to say this, this happened many times. Like last week, I was just putting my hands up in the air going, God, I really would like to get some flowers or some bushes on the side of my house and just a little bit more privacy. And all of a sudden, my husband's friend calls us up. She goes, I'm moving my house still. Come and get these big plants and a free grill. And I was like, okay, God, that was really fast. So,
wow.
You know, and those are, that's kind of like that guy that wrote the book Under God Wink. And those are just little things that God just, you know, says, hey, I got your back. I got your back. Because you know what? In your prayer life, you know, people get up in the morning and they do their things. It takes some time to sit down, open your Bible, and really read Revelations at this time right now, because it's opening my eyes even more so.
Oh, absolutely. And look at you. See what prayer does for you? You pray for a measly plant and God.
I got like seven of them.
I'm gonna have you pray for me, you know, because next time I need my car fixed, maybe you'll pray and I'll get a brand new car.
You never know. David, I got to tell you, not even 2 years in church, we go to beaminghope.org over here. And I'll tell you, the pastor was saying about who wants a new car. Now, I had a car, and I'm going to tell you this quick miracle story because I know I have another VIP guest on the phone, and Earl will be right with you. Not Earl. Is it Earl? Ernest. I'm sorry. Ernest is on the phone with us. And so I was thinking, there's no way. My air went out of my car. It wasn't working. The windows wouldn't go up and down. And of course, Florida is really hot. And I was like, my hands are up in the air. I'm like, okay, I'm next. And little by little, we ended up trying it out. We got the loan by just the nick of time. And we ended up getting a new car. And I'll tell you, God, with God, all things are possible. Not even that. Just, like I said, the little things in life. You know, just, here's another thing, David. Our pastor, I haven't been over there. He's probably watching. He's not liking my post right now because I haven't been there. But I've been busy. Yeah. You know, he said, who wants a free vacation? And I raised my hand and I was like, okay, a free vacation? Like, who's going to give me a free vacation? The next week, my nephew called up and said, Aunt Dawn, I've got a free resort with my timeshare at Disney at Bonnet Creek. And it's a lazy river and the whole family's coming and you've got a suite with everyone, you know, you have your own. And I was like, wow, that was really fast. So,
wow, that is awesome, Don. Well, you must have some anointing on you. So, like I said, I'm going to stay now. I'm hitching my wagon to yours.
Well, I'm excited to have you part of Hollywood Connections with David Hefner, you know, Investigates, and we'll have you on every week and give me a time and you're on. You're definitely with us.
Same here. We'll put it together. And it was great being with you and your lovely gatherers there. And hey, you know what? I look forward to seeing you next week and the week after.
Yes, for sure. And everybody, you know, I keep sharing his videos that are out there every time he goes live on Mondays. So stay tuned and give me your website and your social media one more time, David.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, you can go to lastevangelist.com. Sign the newsletter, get involved in Last Evangelist, get a t-shirt mug, you can be an actor or whatever. Or if you just want to text, you can text the word CHOSEN to 71777 and find out more about the ministry. Go to davidhevener.tv and sign up for our platform.
That's right, and help support your network as well with any donation that helps you get out there. Well, I'm Dawn Reese. Thank you, David. We'll have you on next week.
All right, Don, thank you. God bless you guys.
God bless you, too. And that was an amazing gentleman that I met a while ago through, as I remember, Keith Walker. So I always like to thank the people. And let's go to Ernest. Ernest, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Nice to hear you.
Yes, nice to hear you and finally meet you as well at the International Christian Film Festival. And it was because of Marcos. Marcos called me up and said, we're split at a table and there's a gentleman named Ernest. He's doing a TV series out of Lake Tahoe. And I was excited to meet you. And you're calling in from L.A., correct?
From Northern California.
Northern California. Okay, I knew it was in California. And so tell us about your TV series and, you know, how did it go with you at the International Christian Film Festival?
Well, you know, that was kind of a God-given appointment, you know, set up that I am always amazed with how God does these things. But Station Lake Tahoe, just a quick overview on this. It's going to be a TV action drama. It's built for the TV, you know, television. It's currently set for 13 episodes. We haven't started filming yet, but it looks like through the ICFF, through this last convention that we went to that I met you at, we've met possible funding sources, which I believe are going to come through.
Marcos told me that. I'm so excited for you because you have this action-packed boat and it's kind of like a Baywatch, but, you know, it's like really, really amazing.
Well, it's kind of around Coast Guard, kind of around Coast Guard Auxiliary Rescue in Tahoe. It is. We got a lot of action stuff in it, believe it or not. But that's in today's time. You know, we see these things all the time. And I think we're going to be able to portray these guys in emergency services and law enforcement in real life and show them who they really are in a fiction, but it's going to be based on real life testimony.
Oh, my gosh. So do you have a website up you can tell everybody or there's an actor listening? And I'm going to be putting, like I said, a new website together and we're putting actors on my headshots in a quick bio and their stats on my website very soon. And, you know, I want producers and directors to look at that. And, you know, where can they send headshots over to if they're interested?
So, yeah. So stationlaketahoe.com. It gives a brief on our show, and it also has a location that people that are interested in either cast or crew can apply as well.
Oh, good. I have some major producers that are cameramen that I definitely will send some information over to them and give you their number. They're very good friends of mine for many years, and they're probably looking for work as well. So definitely I'll do that.
We need, not to throw a pun out there, but we need all hands on deck on this one.
Oh, I know. I was talking to Marcos. I said, do you think Ernest maybe has a small part for me? A little cameo?
You know, one of the things and the desires that we've got for this show is to help other Christians out there that have inventions, that have books, that have you know, movies or talk shows like you, anyone that's out there. And we're going to have our actors meet them. So we'll have the characters meet real life people. A good example is because I know that you have, your husband has you know, the yacht project, the business that you guys are working on. But so if on Station Lake Tahoe, we had a scene where you happened to come visit up to the lake and you guys wanted to go out on a boat and the Coast Guard pulls you over there or the auxiliary pulls you over. So that's a character to real life person interaction that I think we'll have quite a bit of.
Oh, my gosh, that's wonderful. Yes, we have sunkisscharters.com actually opening up July 1st. So we're very excited. It's a, you know, six-pack license right now and just memories out on the Gulf of Mexico. And we went the other day, and I'll tell you, we saw a big flapping sea turtle and dolphins, and you never know what you're going to spot out there as well. So, yes. And, Ernest, it's been a pleasure. Is there any last words that you'd like to tell my audience from the heart, anything that comes to mind?
Just in the project that God gives you, you know, and if you don't have a project, you pray to the Lord because, as your previous caller said, you know, this is amazing times, last days type of stuff. But I think we're being called heavily by the Lord, and so pray into those doors to be opened up. Pray for those things to come to pass that you need
If you don't ask, you don't receive. You know, you need to ask to receive.
That's right. You know what I do, Ernest? Before my mother passed away, she told me, she said, write a letter to God. I go, what do you mean, Mom? She goes, write a letter to God of what your heart's desires are, thanking for what you have. Pray for your families and your sons and your daughters. And she said, put it down, you know, in your Bible, seal it up and, you know, write it for like from this day to next year. And I'll tell you, when I opened it, I do this every year. When I opened it up, you won't believe the blessings that God has given me, that what I thought was my path, he was giving me his path. And there were more blessings and more blessings. And when they say tenfold, that whatever you've lost, you got, you come back. And I'll tell you, if it wasn't for my husband with this show and supporting me for many years on it with sunkisscharters.com now, it's just been a blessing. And our sponsors as well.
Well, bless you.
Oh, Ernest. Well, I can't wait for you to come down to Clearwater Beach, you and Marcos, and hang out at the station and give your information one more time where they can mail headshots and look at your website.
Yes, stationlaketahoe.com.
There you go. We're going to have you back on again. And are you going next year to the International Christian Film Festival?
Well, it's always in the plans. It depends on, you know, where the Lord's got us next year, right? You know, those doors open up, and I do know in 3 weeks I'm going to be at the National Religious Broadcasting Convention. We'll have a booth down there in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Wow, that's exciting.
Yeah, booth 121, if anybody wants to stop by and say hi to us.
Definitely. Ernest, it's been a pleasure to have you on Hollywood Connections. This is what this show is about, to bring people like you and from your heart to open the doors of opportunity for talent around the world. And I want to thank you again.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Ernest. Okay, there we go. That was a TV series out of Lake Tahoe, and he may be filming all over. I know. We have to go to a couple commercials, don't we? The Himalaya Salt Cave in Palm Harbor. You don't want to miss that opportunity. And we have other commercials with the ice rink we'll play at the end of the show. And do we have another caller? Oh, Mr. Jones. Well, we do that. Mr. Jones, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear on 106.1 FM, The Heat, and 3 FM, 3 AM, and Tan Talk Radio Network on YouTube, live on Facebook, live on Instagram, and live on TikTok. And we have people watching from all over, from Germany. I'm waiting for them to tell me where they're watching from. It's awesome. So, Mr. Jones, we met at the International Christian Film Festival. I'm so excited to have met you. And we have a couple songs that you sent over while I bring my new guest in. And tell us about the music that you wrote. You are amazing.
Well, I hope you liked it.
I loved it. That's why I have you on the air. So, what is your social media?
Well, my social media is right now, the website's under construction, but you can look at everything about me on philip1lr.jones. That's my Facebook. And then there's another Facebook of Mr. Jones, which is a capital M R with a dot, and then space, and then Jones. So you can look me up on Facebook. You can see stuff about me. The Mr. Jones page is getting loaded up now as we speak. But you can find out, you know, like I post songs that I write on my page. And I sit and talk about philosophy of life. I talk about God. I talk about my love for the poor. You're going to see videos on there, everything else. So.
Wow. And where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Michigan.
Ooh, la la. I love Michigan because I'm a Midwestern girl by heart. And look, we have the one and only Patsy with a Z. She's got Joy on paper. She just walked in our station. So if you're a writer, you need to get on her show as well. She's amazing. But I want to thank you so much. Stay tuned. Let's go to, what song are we going to play? We have three songs of yours.
Go for it. Whichever one you like.
Well, let's play one of your favorites before I change guests here.
Well, let's go ahead and go to let's go to Race at Bet.
All right, Tommy, you got that? And it's on the email that I sent him over. And we play new artists on this, and we'll be right back. 106.1 FM, The Heat. I'm Dawn Reese. And thank you so much for listening. We'll be back with Mr. Jones and our new guest. She's in the pageant world called Pageant News. We got Ellen and Madeline and Mommy show and so much more she's working on, some fundraisers. We'll be right back.
Up at all the content that stand in front of me. It's no wonder I feel a heaviness inside my head, telling me I'm living dead. But you're making a way to the place above my mess, leading me through every test. I can count on you to give me rest, cause your awesome power raises the dead, raises the dead. So Lord, I stand here before you. You move every mountain so I can walk through. You give me strength to go on. It's your life in me that wins over death. You raise the dead, you raise the dead, you raise the dead. You're living in me. Promises to rescue me from the perils that I face. If I ponder, give it to the doom. Believe what it said, I wouldn't get out of bed. But you're making a way to the place above my mess, leading me through every test. I can count on you to give me rest, cause your awesome power raises the dead, raises the dead. So Lord, stand.
My gosh, we need to get you to the jazz festival here when they start. It's amazing. Your music, I got to play your music every week. Oh my gosh.
I'm telling you, it's such a difference. There's stuff in there that gives out my, you know, most people are used to hearing me around the world sing really gruff. So this album was different for me because it's really clear voice and it's a lot of big brass band. So it's really great. And there's stuff in there with Latin grooves. There's stuff in there. There's a soft song. you know, things that, that are great that makes you feel like island music where you just want to sit back on your easy chair.
I love it. I want you on next week as well. I definitely, we're going to have you on next week, same time, same channel, Tan Talk Radio Network. Is that possible?
Well, that's possible, yes.
Awesome.
On anything.
Thank you. We'll probably end up with one of the songs at the end of the show as well. But I know it goes so fast for this hour. And, you know, anybody listening that would like to help sponsor my program and keep me on the air. I've been on this station for, I think, 12 years already and over on air for over 30 years. You can go to PayPal, Dawn Reese Show, or Dawn Reese. And yes, and or email me from sunkisscharters.com. And if you have a business, we'd like to promote you as well. So, but John, yes, Mr. Jones, thank you so much for calling in. And then we're going to have you next week and the following week because I want to play all of your music on the airwaves.
Oh, that'd be great. I'll send you some more, too.
Yes, please do. Yes, you are my preferred VIP guest singer for sure. And who knows who's going to listen to you as well with all the connections that we have. Like I said, I opened the door of opportunity, and we have a record label out of Atlanta that's working with me as well, and some other people are jumping on board. So we're excited.
I'm excited, too.
All right, Mr. Jones, have a beautiful day, and we'll be back. I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections, 106.1 FM, The Heat. Let's go to that Hollywood song that I sent you in the beginning, and I'll introduce my guest in just a second. It was the Hollywood Michael Boulle or the other one. It was the first link on the email, and it gives you a little bit of driving music, and I'm here. Everybody introduce yourself while he's doing that.
Hey, I'm Ellen from the Madeline Mommy Show.
Hi, I'm Madeline from the Madeline Mommy Show.
Are you guys related?
Yes.
They're so beautiful and so sweet, and they're mother-daughter team, and we're going to be right back with them with a little bit of intro of Hollywood.
Could you be a teenage idol? Could you be a movie star? So you want to be a rock star?
Okay, that is our intro for our VIP guest. And then we have to play at least one more commercial. We'll be right back. We are looking for you. Stay tuned.
Breathe in that feeling of summer again at Ocean Air Himalayan Salt Caves in Orleans. Relax in your own private salt cave. Unwind in zero gravity chairs surrounded by relaxing music. And enjoy the natural therapy discovered in European salt mines for over 100 years. Detox your body and relax your mind at Ocean Air. 35204 U.S. Highway 19N in Palm Harbor or call 727-754-3979. Plan your escape today. Visit OceanAirHimalayanSaltCave.com.
Hi, I'm Dawn Reese with Hollywood Connections. I am looking for the next beauty queen reporter or reporter. You can audition live on the air with me. Call 727-871-7788. You could represent your city, state, or country and have your own half-hour show with me at this station. All ages accepted. Get ready for memories and red carpet events. I'll see you at the station.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
Are you a writer, inventor? Do you have questions about your intellectual property rights? Well, tune in every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 11 o'clock for Joy on Paper. Once a month, I will have a special guest, the writer's legal eagle, Bill Larson of Larson & Larson, who can answer your questions. Protect your valuable work. Email me your questions to patsy.radio@gmail.com and then listen in every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 a.m. right here on Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network. That's patsy.radio@gmail.com.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
And we're back. And this is so exciting because actually, my dear friend, she is so talented. She's got a production company. And let's just tell everybody what you do.
Hi, guys. Ellen here from the Madeline and Mommy Show. So my daughter, Madeline, she's here. Say hello, honey.
Hi.
She's actually the boss.
It's her birthday month.
It is.
It is.
Her birthday's actually June 10th.
9 days away.
Yay! And she'll be 13 years old. I'm so proud of her. And we've come up with Mad Mommy Production because of this young lady.
Yes. And how long have you been doing that?
Well, we've been at this since she was 3 years old, and she's turning 13.
And she has her own YouTube channel as well.
We do. Yes. We have our own YouTube channel, The Madeline and Mommy Show. We can also be found on all social media platforms under The Madeline and Mommy Show. And originally it was inspired, you know, from other YouTube channels, kids that were doing some really fun challenges and, you know, doing like candy challenges and slime challenges and things like that. So Madeline and her friends wanted to get together and start doing their own.
Yes, and so I couldn't go to Nationals for another pageant system this year because we put so much money into the sailboat with the new sails, and I wanted to stay local, and so I had to audition.
So amidst of all of this Madeline and Mommy Show stuff, right, we also started hosting live events, and our platform is St. Jude's Children Cancer Research Hospital in the forms of fashion shows directed and conducted by Madeline and I personally. And then we decided we were working so closely with Dawn Reese here in Hollywood Connections. Madeline was one of her reporters for a good year, and we really loved it so much, we decided to add our own system.
Yes.
And
it's fabulous.
It's so much fun. That, I think Miss Dawn here wanted to get involved in all the fun. So now the roles have reversed, and she's one of our beauty queen reporters. And we're so excited to have her on board.
I know. And you know what? I think, Tommy, I sent you my first reporter for my journey stories for Lifetime Reporter. And it's like two ladies that are dressed up as Minnie Mouse. And I'm excited to play these on the air. And if you have a story, I'd love to sit down and interview you for Lifetime Star Reporter. I'm your new Mrs. Tropical.
You're our Mrs. Tropical Madeline. And tell us a little bit about our system.
So our pageant system is so that you can reach out into the community and go to a whole bunch of red carpet events and meet famous people.
Who have you met that you've said, oh my gosh?
I've met Mario Lopez, Kel Mitchell, and the list goes on, Forbes Riley.
Oh yes, and who would you like to meet that you haven't met yet?
Harry Styles, Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh yeah, Ellen. I think she's amazing. I know Ellen because your mom is Ellen too.
Yes,
that'd be so cool. Meet Ellen DeGeneres. Say hi. I'm Ellen.
Hi, I'm Ellen. Nice to meet you, Ellen.
You know, I have to send you something. She has something new on TikTok.
Okay.
That she's doing. That she gives you her phone number, and you send.
I wonder if it's her real number.
Well, I don't know because she was on there with her, talking on TikTok on her major.
So
I'm gonna send it to you.
All right.
I saw that today. I was like, okay,
check it out.
Now I have Ellen DeGeneres in my phone.
Yeah. Well, I'm so impressed with you because you did. Now, every reporter that we've had, they always have to send in their audition video.
Yes.
And you did the cutest audition video
ever. Well, my dog was making squeaky noises with his thing, and I'm like, you know, come on.
But it was really cute. And all this experience that you've had.
Thank you.
You know, I didn't think you would be just a shred bit nervous, but you were. You were very, and you're like, take 10.
I know, take 10. Yeah, sometimes I wanted the right video, and I wanted something that was special, and what my interviews would be about would be people's journey stories. And you know, we've got Instagram watching, we have TikTok watching, and there are so many stories out there. I mean, if you're in Clearwater, I'd love to sit down with you maybe on the sailboat and do a story, or come to the station with me. Let's go to that quick interview. These ladies were adorable. I was with Christy Boyles, and we just went to Disney as well.
Oh my gosh,
for your birthday.
She's never been.
Yeah, it was so much fun. This was like my first time actually experiencing all the rides.
We were there 8.5 hours.
Yes.
And we went on like how many rides?
10. I think we ran down Miss Dawn.
I was limping to the car.
You all did. So
she's Miss Lady Workout. She works. She does water aerobics.
I do. I work at LA Fitness.
Yes. So.
And so my legs were fine. My feet were a little bit sore. But these two, I had to go run and get the car and pull it up front for them.
And your shoes were up before mine. And
to be fair, I was wearing tennis shoes.
Yes. I was wearing, Skechers. Flip-flops. We'll be right back. And you listen to my first interview for being a reporter for Mrs. Tropical. We'll be right back.
Here at Epcot, I found these two beautiful ladies, and I have to do an interview for USA Lifetime Star Reporter, and it's Life's Journey. And what is your name?
Mary Lou Kleindienst.
And your name?
Margaret Lee Dentler.
Are you twins?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. So what made you do what you do?
Well, my mother always dressed us alike. So then we love Disney, and my husband is a cast member at Disney, so we can buy these dresses to dress alike with a discount.
And you're known all over the world?
Yes.
Wow.
When we did the Food and Wine in Epcot year before last. So we have our pictures taken from every different country, yes.
Oh, what message would you like to give to the world?
Everyone, please get your COVID vaccine.
And your message?
The same, and bless everybody, and we hope this
pandemic goes away.
Let this pandemic end.
Exactly. It won't end until Costco has free samples.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it? Sorry, I saw that. So how old are you?
76.
What is your secret?
Fun.
Stay busy.
Stay busy. Stay active. Stay mobile.
Yes.
106.1 FM, The Heat. Dawn Reese behind camera. Nice to meet you, ladies.
This week. I was just telling Ellen, thank you so much. That was over at Disney, and these two beautiful ladies are dressed up like musketeers, and you can see that on Dawn Reese on YouTube. So back to you in the studio here, Ellen. And so this beautiful title, you have all ages.
We do. Actually,
yes.
Madeline, you want to tell her about it?
Well, yeah, we have all ages, so anybody can register to be in the pageant system.
Could I be in the fashion show?
Yeah, yes. You could.
I would love to.
Yeah, ages 5 to 99.
We got to get Miss Florida Diva.
Yes.
Yes, we got to get her over.
Oh, yeah. Rose Montgomery, she's always in our every event that we've been in. Yes. She's always supported every single event, and that's why she's our Mrs. Diva.
I know. Lisa was like, I want a new title. Lisa.
This is gorgeous,
isn't
Dawn.
This beautiful?
Your colors, and I love your crown. And Madeline always looks gorgeous with her gold.
She does. And she's a famous actress, actually. She's doing a lot of...
You guys are both such great role models.
Aren't you in some films coming up?
We are. We're in some stuff for Kelly Weaver. We're in some stuff for Joel Weinkoop. We're working on some projects this summer. And we also have our own film that we're working on at the end of July, Lost in the Backstage Parking Garage.
I love that. Because I was lost at Walmart the other day.
I mean, everyone loses their car at some point or other, right? And this is a Christian comedy. So you guys, you're going to have to check it out. The trailer's already out. Madeline did the trailer herself, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Yeah. We filmed it on an iPhone in a parking garage near our house, and it ended up doing pretty well. We filmed it on Movie Maker, and it worked out.
You know, Robert Evans of Paramount Pictures said to me before he passed away, get out there, start making movies on your iPhones. He said there are some on Netflix already. People are doing that. And don't wait for things to happen. Just because you have an agent or you're one of the casting sites, you know, like...
Exactly.
Yeah, get out there. And that's why I'm doing my website, because I want actors to come on and put their headshots for $5 a month. That's not bad.
Exactly.
And these producers, did you hear what they said? The last two? I will go to your website and look for talent.
Yeah.
So we come.
And that's the thing. And people come to our sites as well because they know that we have connections and we know a lot of kids and adults and stuff.
Oh, exactly.
And so they come to me inbox. And I'm not even an agent, you know. But if we have the connections, then they're going to come to us.
Right.
And the thing about the fashion show you were just asking about. So our next upcoming fashion show, and we've had always some very successful shows. The last two have been pandemic versions, which were... virtual shows.
Yeah, they were virtual shows.
And they turned out very well. We're really proud. The most recent one was the one that we hosted on Earth Day.
It was a trash and fashion show.
Yeah, so I saw that.
Everything was made out of reusable stuff. So
your outfit was amazing.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
She really loves recyclable fashion. So she's very good at it. And we did that. And then our next event, which we're really excited about, it's been postponed for over a year, but it will be a live event again. And that's the one that's going to be held at the Florida Kids and Family Expo at the Orange County Convention Center in Orlando, first weekend of November.
And I even have a friend that's doing a big designer fashion show July 18th. So she's looking for models that are at least 5'8 and swimsuit models. So if you are one of those and you're driving, just send me a message on sunkisscharters.com right now. And we'll definitely hook you up with Pam over there as well. And maybe you can be in that fashion show. There's who is the big designer for the pageant world? Do you know? Remember?
I'm not sure.
There's so many.
I know we have our own a list of designers that we work with. We have Beta Novias Designs, and we have the Look 42, and we have Lauren Devon, and we have Sassy Classy Blings. And
oh, wow.
We are always working with Nadasha House of Fashion. So,
and you always put on an amazing event, and you give the money to St. Jude's Hospital for Children, and that's really awesome. I'll tell you, you know, when you really have a heart and you give, it comes back to you in many different ways.
It does, and it's not only does it help those sick kids, but it also helps their families. families too. So it it's a really great platform.
It does. And so what do you guys, what do you both want to accomplish this next year? What are your plans that you'd like to do for you?
There's a lot of different things that I want to do for myself next year. I want to get further in my acting career, and I want to do a lot more stuff.
She really wants to really advance her acting career. And this past year, with the taste of the homeschooling, I think we're going to switch her over to Florida Virtual. She's very interested in acting.
Awesome.
For us as a production company, we're working on getting our own venue.
I know we're talking about some things in the loop. I know you've got some things that we're excited about.
We've got a lot of big things that we can't even discuss yet. But you know, we definitely are working consistently on our fashion show and on our movie, and working towards our goal, which ultimately is a venue. You know, so that we can host all of our events there.
Well, I'm going to be running a commercial for you. You're going to cut it after this show if Tommy's okay with it. She's already got it written down. She's already set to go.
We're ready.
And then we're going to tape her. We'll put that up on YouTube as well as social media.
Not only to promote our brand, but I want to let everybody out there know that we're also promoting Hollywood Connections and Tan Talk Radio, because we want to be able to extend. We're giving an opportunity to offer you guys, especially business owners and people trying to produce their brand, you know, an opportunity to get a discounted rate for a 30-second radio commercial.
Right.
I mean, for just next to nothing.
Well, we're planning maybe to have you come under Hollywood Connections once a month or so.
Yeah, well, that's the thing that Madeline and Mommy Show, we would like to start conducting our live radio shows. We'll also host our shows on Blog Talk Radio, but we want to be here in the syndicated radio show with you all here on Hollywood Connection, and it's going to be the Madeline and Mommy Show.
That's right, that's right.
Just so, once a month, so we'll let everybody know when that is.
And what's great is we're live on YouTube, we're live on Facebook. You know, I've got Instagram going on this camera, I've got TikTok on this camera, and I want to thank our Boston followers and our Germany followers, and if you tell me where you're from, I'll shout you out there as well. And I know we have like 2 minutes and 2:53, we have about 7 minutes left. What else would you like to tell the world, Madeline?
I want everybody to have faith in everything right now, because I know that COVID has slowed everything down in the last year or so, and everybody needs to keep pushing, because everything has obviously slowed down. The mask mandate has been taken off, and
how does that make you feel?
It's exciting, but nerve-wracking.
Right.
Yeah.
Breathable.
Yes.
I know. I remember our association had us at first, in the very beginning, we had to wear masks in the pool. And then they were like, I don't think so. I mean, okay.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. And that's why they didn't open up the AquaFit classes until just recently, because nobody's going to wear a mask in the pool.
Exactly. You know? Well, you know, at least it's over. And, you know, just all I can do is tell people, you know, get your prayer life set up, because I'll tell you, you know, walking into Walmart, I just want to say this. It says, have you been vaccinated? Then you don't have to wear your mask if you are not masked. And I'm reading Revelations, and I'll tell you, be ready. That's all I can tell you.
I know.
You know, and I'm not one of these that were just like living that all the time, but you just be aware.
You're observing.
Just
like, wow, so many things that are happening that have never ever happened before, ever.
Exactly.
So just beware, and like Madeline says, everybody keep the faith, you know, and let's try to be kind to one another.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's so important, especially now. Somebody's telling me, I love The Crown. Well, you can enter her pageant system.
Yes. And if by doing that you want to be a part of our pageant system, just send me an email to madmommyshow2015@gmail.com. That's madmommyshow2015@gmail.com. And you can see all of their beautiful videos that they've done, their interviews that they've conducted on our YouTube channel, which is The Madeline and Mommy Show. And you can find us on Facebook under the USA Lifetime Star Reporters, or you can go directly to Dawn's page, and she's our USA Lifetime Mrs. Tropical reporter, Dawn Reese.
Well, you know, I sent Ellen some videos when I interviewed Joe Jackson, the late Michael Jackson's father.
That one is actually up.
Isn't that amazing? I was so young
as
a reporter.
I'm so impressed with you. I'm like, what? I'm going to promote the heck out of you, girl. All you've been doing is promoting everybody.
But you know what? I really, truly love that, because, you know, when people promote each other, it's not all about me. It's about what we do together. And if I can promote you as well on the radio and promote your business, there are 50,000 beauty pageants out there. I wrote for Pageantry Magazine. So if you put in Dawn Reese, I don't think you know this, Dawn Reese Pageantry Magazine, Breaking Into Show Business. Mm-hmm. There's a huge article up there when I was on the Donnie Deutsch Show back in the days.
Oh, wow.
And all of this stuff, I mean, it's just, I mean, how many pageant systems out there? Seriously. And
we there's a ton.
Yeah. And I even have
Madeline and I, we've been in a handful of them ourselves before we started our own.
Yes, you had titles.
Own. Absolutely. We've reigned together from a New York pageant system called, what was it? American Nation?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. And, you know, with the pageant system out there, I also started a page back a while ago called Pageant News on Facebook. And that's really super cool. And if you are in the pageant world or, you know, the judging, that's what I can't wait to start judging some national pageants again. And
oh, yes.
Out there.
We're going to be judging. We'll be out there in parades. And
oh, we have so much fun.
And, oh, gosh. We have so much fun.
You know, and Chrissy are like, I would say, like a... The Three Amigos.
Well, in that aspect, yes. And then you and I and Madeline, like, we've been, you know, doing
like
this
sisters.
Stuff together. Madeline was 5 or 6 years old when we met you.
I know. It
so,
got
you know,
so
we're all
good.
Like sisters.
I know. She's an amazing aerobics instructor. I mean, in the water aerobics land, I'll tell you. That's why she looks so good and so beautiful.
Thank you.
And I know we have about 6 minutes left. Tommy, how are you doing today? You're good.
Looking good, Tommy.
He's good.
He's doing. That's awesome.
Good. We want to thank you so much for helping with our show today and being here.
You want Mr. Jones on the way out?
Oh, yes.
Ooh,
just a second.
Yeah.
Mr. Jones has some more music. 257 already.
Already.
Again, remember.
Time flies when you're having fun.
It does. And if you'd like to help keep us on the air, go to Sunkiss Charters, S-U-N, Kiss.
Oh, yeah. Your boat
Charters.
Looks great.
.com. July 1st, we're opening up. Send me a message there if you'd like to be on the show, and help support my show as well, because I'm out there trying to sell airtime and keep us on the air as well. And I'm Dawn Reese, and I'm going to go to Mr. Jones's music. Any last words, Ellen, that you'd like to say?
Oh, we're so excited to be back here at Tan Talk Radio, and we're looking forward to having our other reporters come and join us on the Madeline and Mommy Show this summer. We're so happy.
Yeah,
yes.
Under Hollywood Connection special. They're going to come in once a month, and we're excited, and hopefully maybe you'll end up coming on more often than that.
Absolutely.
I know, because my station owner is listening.
Oh, we're so happy to be here. We love you too.
Lola.
Yes, right. Miss Lola.
And Madeline, any last words?
Thank you so much for having me here.
Thank you. And you are a lifetime queen.
Yes, I am.
And watch the show.
She's worked hard for that title.
She has.
Yes.
Yes. And she's done every event. I've seen every red carpet event. And we've also got Gasparilla Film Festival coming up.
That's coming up next.
We're working on that connection as well.
And happy birthday, beautiful.
Yes,
thank
happy
you.
Birthday to you.
Happy
when
birthday.
Is your big day?
June 10th.
Yay! June 10th. I have another present coming for you.
Oh, you sweetest. We love you, Dawn.
We love you, too. And everybody. And Christy Boyle, thank you so working so hard for the International Christian
Film
Festival.
Yes, thank you, Christy. We love you, too, honey bun.
Rockstar. And all my reporters out there. And let's go to Mr. Jones. He'll be on next week with David Hefner Investigates and more VIP guests.
Yay!
Remember, give God all the glory and honor. Watch things happen.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.